This your boy Thekka Jones, and you tuning in to the Frocast on NappyAfro.com.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Why sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
Yo, what's going on, people? It's your boy King Jern. Let y'all know that Nappy Afro has finally done it. Finally got us a Patreon. So if you're all about supporting the team and supporting the dream, we got four different levels for y'all. We got a $1 level, a $5 level, a $25 level. And for y'all big dogs out there, we got a $250,000 level. So, you know, go check it out. NappyAfro.com/Patreon and support the team.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast presented to you by NappyAfro.com. This is your boy, the host with the most, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be, and my last a.k.a., I am the Frocast. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the lovely, the problematic, yet well-spoken one, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, and a.k.a. your grade is your motherfucking grade. I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, man.
Say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest. Don't forget, this episode of the Frocast is sponsored by the good people at Dr. Vibrasive, who wants to remind you the crew at Dr. Vibrasive Network would like for you to enjoy this dope episode of the Frocast. But when you find life getting a little fake, cautious, and polite, come over to the network that will put you back in the game. We know you want to find out if Havana Ginger is on Snapchat. We also know you like the top 10 rankings. Well, they give you all that and more over there because everyone likes more and it's free. Come through, browse the Dr. Abrasive site, and if you enjoy the space, join their mailing list. They're giving away one new subscriber each month, a $25 Apple or Google Play gift card just for joining their newsletter. Now, listen, if you can't find a better way to go join somebody's newsletter, I mean, people, you get newsletters sent to your fucking inbox all the time. This newsletter is actually giving you something back. So go over to Dr. Abrasive, that's DocTorAbraceive.com, join a newsletter, and have an enter for a chance to win a $25 gift card. Simple as that. That was our sponsor for the week. Queen Germ, how's your week been?
It's been pretty eventful. Yeah, it has, and it's still early in the week.
Oh.
But it's been, you know, it's been good. I've had the opportunity to do quite a few things this week in a couple of days, dealing with students, dealing with, you know, issues, trying to get things resolved. Although the people, you know, don't really value what I do, but I do the best that I can.
Amen. That's how it is in this world. My week, it's been shitty, to say the least.
Has it?
Yes.
Like
I told y'all last week, I had to undergo surgery on Thursday to repair my broken foot. And ever since Thursday, my life has been a living nightmare. I can't do anything for myself. It's like, it's a struggle to do anything. And I'm just over it. And I'm going to be in this cast until at least February the 7th. And that is not cool because this cast hurts. Like, I don't know if they put it on right or my foot shifted in it after they made it. I don't know what the fuck going on, but this shit got to go. And like I told my son the other day, I see how super villains are made because every time I look at my foot or I experience some pain, I just think about, like, who did this to me? I'm here because of him. And, you know, so I see how them supervillains are made in those movies.
So you going crazy, in other words.
I mean, you would go crazy, too, if your foot itching, you can't scratch it.
Maybe, but I wouldn't be going crazy if I had put myself in the situation.
I didn't put myself in
the situation. You did not have an accident at a job. You didn't have an accident in a car or something falling out the sky on you, you niggas was playing. So I have very little sympathy for somebody who is playing and has an accident, and then it caused a traumatic injury. Super. That you had to undergo surgery and do all of these other things that you had to rearrange because y'all want to play. So, as an adult, you got to suck that up.
Yeah, you're right. I do. But, you know, hey, you live and you learn.
You live and you learn, but you can't be mad with the child. The child is a child. You're the adult.
I'm not mad with him. I just said I see how the villains are made.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, no sympathy here.
No sympathy. As always, folks, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. We are on iTunes. We are on Google Play. We are on Stitcher. We are on Spotify. So when any of you see the Frocast out there, like it, comment on it, subscribe to it. Don't forget you can call our voicemail at 347-201-2572. Leave us a voicemail. You know, tell us how good of a job we're doing, how horrible a job we're doing. Or whatever you want to say, we'll play that shit on the show because that's how we do it around here. But we've got a lot of topics to get into. This is episode 338, so let's go ahead and get started. First topic on the docket, do you know that 40% of your coworkers are getting off at work?
That's nasty. I mean, for one...
Can I read the article first before you start going in? Thank you.
I guess you can.
I know you were made for this.
Whatever, nigga.
So, you know... Just think about that. Next time you're waiting to go to the bathroom, or a coworker goes to the bathroom all the time, it's a 40% chance that he's in there or she's in there jacking off. According to a recent survey taken by Time Out New York, 39% of office workers admit to masturbating in the office, John. Slightly more than 31% of men that admitted to rubbing one out in 2012, according to Glamour. And it's not just men doing a deed. According to Time Out, men and women, gay or straight, are all willing to admit they've indulged in some self-love in their workplace washroom stall for various reasons. Wow. Okay, question. Have you ever jacked off at work?
Have I ever jacked off, period? No.
You never?
I mean, I play with myself doing sex when I'm with you.
Like, so you never done it by yourself?
But as far as like do it by myself, no, that's not something I do. I don't have a need for that.
Somebody capping people.
Really?
Somebody lying. Because there's no
somebody
way.
Lying?
There's no. So you telling me you've never, ever, ever masturbated alone without my prompting or just been like, yo, I need to get, I need to take the edge off. So, no? Oh, okay.
Maybe one time.
Maybe once. Okay. at least we've been halfway on it. But it never occurred at the job, though, correct?
No. I mean, it's nothing at my job that makes me want to touch myself. Like, nothing.
I mean, you might just be thinking about, your stud of a man.
If I get horny, that's when I'm going to be like,
that's when I need
King Germ, let me holler at you. Can you meet me to the house? That's what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go in the corner and just be like, trying to rub one out. Nah.
Oh, man. Interesting.
But I would try to bait you to this house real quick.
Now, I've never did it at work because, you know, like, what's the point? Like, I mean, if I most time, you know, after that, man, you know, I'm not ready to go back to work.
Ain't nobody trying to
do
that.
Definitely not. Like, we've heard about people doing it work, and we've actually not. We ain't caught them, but someone has been caught at work jacking off, and it's just like it's got to be embarrassing. Like, I mean,
how you get caught jacking off? They ain't got no office or nothing to be doing that in.
Nah, you got walked in on, man. It was in that Gear 2000, like
in a bathroom.
Yeah, you know,
people, employee.
Yeah. Whacking off.
So what about having sex? So is that any different?
I mean,
at least you got another person, I guess.
Yeah, but just doing that work, it's got to be like a lonely thing. Like, just, I mean,
having sex at work?
No, we talking about masturbating at work.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead.
That's just got to be, I don't know. It's not something I wouldn't do at work. I mean, I rarely like doing it at home because it's like, I don't know if it's a shame.
So what the hell are you finna do with it?
I'm just saying, like, it's either home or work. I'm just saying, like, what? But, like I was saying, I ain't gonna say it's a shameful act because, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know, I feel low or something if I do that shit. Like, I'm just like, oh, goddamn, raping myself again. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it if that's what you choose to do. But I just feel like that at the job, what's going on at the job?
It's a lot of stressful jobs these days. People not leaving work, working all these hours and stuff. Like, I mean,
you ain't got time. But you got
to
jack off?
I mean, sometimes you got to release that pressure. I mean, they say you make better decisions after you bust a nut. Like, a lot, like, before you do certain things, they tell you bust a nut. And that way you have a clear mind. Because they say you have a real moment of clarity after you come. So if you about to make a big decision, they say go jack off. And if you still feel like making it, then you're good. But sometimes, you know, hey, there's some guys that jack off when they go on dates. You know what I'm saying? Just to get that pressure out. And they don't feel like they got to be a hound on the girl because they already got one out the chamber. So, you know, that you know, because when you got a nut in your dick, that shit is like, it make you do stupid stuff. So if you go ahead and eliminate that, then you won't do dumb stuff. But, you know, I'm just not
I never had that experience, so I wouldn't know.
I mean, I'm sure women do have the same.
I'm sure, like, men probably wake up every day that needing to bust a nut, whereas most women are not built that way. So,
I was on Twitter. A woman said she's been celibate for 7.5 years.
Yeah,
because ain't no good men out here.
Yeah, I wouldn't be.
7.5?
I would have done tried it. I would have been trying a whole bunch of something.
I don't want that pussy. You didn't kept it on the shelf for 7.5 years? Like, nah, you.
That girl said that thing is top shelf.
Yeah, it's top shelf. All right. It's so top of the shelf that I don't want it. Like,
you don't think so?
You don't even know how to use it. You don't use it 7.5 years.
She might want somebody to teach her.
Shh. I'm good. I'm not in the teacher mode.
Oh, okay. All I can tell you is I don't see what nobody doing at their job jacking off. That's just a little bit much for my liking, so. Just make sure you wash your hands. That's all I can.
Please wash your hands. Don't be one of the people that don't wash your hands.
And then you come out the bathroom, you done bust the nut and all that. You right here shaking niggas' hands and shit.
That's why I don't shake hands. I don't. I hate it.
In the donut box in the lounge and shit, and you just come from the daggone bathroom.
This is going to make me not shake hands even more. No, 40% of my coworkers are jacking off at work.
You one of those? And you in the number?
Oh, no, I'm not at all. I mean, I go in the bathroom to pee and that's it. I don't take a dump at work. None of that. Like, not gonna happen. Too many people come and go in that bathroom for me to use it to feel comfortable. And now that I know that people's jacking off in it, nah, I'm good.
I mean, you might not even want to pee in that motherfucker.
I mean, you standing up. I mean, you can't help it. You peeing in it. Like, you know, you don't have to use anything with men. Like, well, that's peeing. And as long as you don't jack off on the soap dispenser or the sink thing handle, I mean, well, the sink handle is automatic, so that's good. But yeah, people, man, just. Like I said, be careful. Do what you do. Like, I mean, well, I guess everybody has their phone now, so porn is right there in their pocket. So it's not like, how do you get aroused? Oh, I got my phone here. I can get aroused. Wow. But yeah, shout out to all the people jacking off at work, man.
You jack off in your car or something.
Let me tell y'all a story about jacking off in the car. One day we was playing basketball, and we was walking back from the court, and some dude was in his car, just jacking off in his car. And so my homeboy seen him. He was like, damn, he in gear 2000. And the dude was like, oh, you think so? And he just started chasing us. We was on our bicycles. He was in the car. So we was just pedaling like bats out of hell trying to get away from this man. And I was just like, how we in the wrong? Like, you the one jacking off.
I mean, why are you even chasing some kids?
That's what I was like. So we didn't know what he was going to do to us. We figured, like,
he was going to get that ass.
Yeah, we was like, he going to get one of us. So we was cut through all kind of side cuts and everything trying to get back home then. But I was just like, Lord have mercy.
You mind your business from now on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man.
Because I was trying to figure out, like, you done got a story real quick. I'm like, wait.
No, nah. Mm-mm. None of that. But yeah, man, so shout out to all y'all people taking matters in your own hands at work. And, you know, but you got to do what you got to do to get through that job, that day at work. You never know what people are going through. So if it take them a little playing with the box or stroking on the chicken, you know, whatever, hey, to get through that day, that 9 to 5, them 8 hours, 9 hours, 12 hours. Because I know them hospital people, like doctors and nurses, they got to be getting off at work. I mean, we've seen Grey's Anatomy.
I guess.
But all it take, I mean, I can understand a woman, y'all go to the bathroom, that thing sitting right there, you know, you can't resist touching on it, you know what I mean?
Really?
I'm just saying.
I mean, I ain't really a masturbation type chick, so.
Why not?
I don't know, that's never really been my thing, like.
But you supposed to know your spots. Do you know your spots?
I know enough of it.
Enough?
I know, you knock it, I'll let you know you can find it. Since you go on here, you explore.
Speaking of
sex in inappropriate places, inappropriate, and inappropriate sex, things.
Yes. This man was just sentenced to 20 months in prison after he was found guilty of sexually assaulting a horse.
And he looked like he'd fuck a horse now.
Look at this long neck motherfucker.
Exactly. He looked dirty.
An Oregon man is sentenced to 20 months in prison Tuesday after he was convicted of sexually assaulting an animal. According to a statement issued by the Washington County District Attorney's Office, Kenneth Lijah Dwyck, D-U-Y-C-K.
Might as well say Dick.
Dwyck. Dwyck was found guilty on January 18th of sexual assault of an animal and unlawful use of a motor vehicle. An investigation began when Washington County Sheriff's Office received a call from a horse stable owner located in Hillsborough who suspected someone tampered with the horse in her barn and asked authorities to investigate. They said Duck was, according to officials, was quickly developed as a person of interest in the case. As the investigation continued, the horse owner's daughter, who officially says is a veterinarian, also began to look into the case, and based on evidence she found in the stable, she suspected the horse had been sexually assaulted. Dwyck, officials say, denied any wrongdoing, but admitted entering the stable without permission and touching the horse's tail. A DNA test later linked Dwyck to the crime. In addition to the jail sentence, a judge ordered Dwyck to go on post-prison supervision for 2 years and register as a sex offender.
And I don't care what nobody say. Now, you can't register as a sex offender when you ain't fucking a person. I mean, that's a little too soft for me.
Like, come on now. The man was fucking a horse. Now, he wasn't harming no human.
So why
do I got to register as a sex offender? Like, come on.
He like animals. No, that's not a part of his sentence. Now, you can give him them 20 months because he clearly needs to be rehabilitated. But, not no damn sex offender. What he gonna be a sex offender for?
I mean, I guess you gotta keep him away from animals and stuff like
that. Yeah, but you can put that in his...
Yeah, just be like, yo, you can't be around no animals. Like, nah, bro, you gotta stay 50 to 100 feet away from animals.
Yeah, all the pet shops be on high alert.
I just wanna know what go through these people's minds that they wanna fuck an animal.
I don't know.
Like, I mean, come on. Like, bro, there's no sexy animal that I'm like, yo, I'll fuck that animal. Like, nah, I'm good.
Like, I don't understand what your mind is on. Like, you feel that rejected by whatever, you know, sex that you're looking for.
Maybe not rejected. Maybe just turned on by an animal.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, but why would you be?
I mean,
like, that's not normal.
And then after you get some horse ass, you just can't go back to human ass. It ain't the same.
Really? Really?
You just can't go back. You're going to be like, man, daggone, Secretary was way better than this.
But how do you get up there? You on a stool or something?
Yeah, you on a stool. You just stand on like a little stool or something.
You sound like you know about it.
I mean, I've seen videos.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. I don't even know who I'm married to.
I mean, the video I saw was a horse fucking a man. And that horse killed that man. Just so y'all know. He pierced his colon and all. He did some damage. Then, like, the horse got on. I mean, for the horse to get in was one thing. But when the horse got in, that man was like, and it was over from there.
The man died on camera?
Yeah, I mean, he died on camera. He died at the hospital, but he died from that horse throwing that goddamn
Dwyck.
Yeah, that Dwyck in him. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Mr. Dwyck. You know, you only got 20 months, bro. That ain't that hard ain't time. 2.5 years. You know? Yeah.
20 months? Oh. 24 is a 2 years.
Okay, ain't even 2 years then. Mm-mm. Hey, man, so you 4 months shy,
2 years. He'll be all right.
Yeah. Hold your head up.
Let somebody else get in his wrong.
We'll fight for your rights not to be named as a sex offender, because that's not cool. Yeah. So we going to say free Mr. Dwyck. You know what I'm saying? Don't make him be a sex offender. That's not cool.
But I tell you, he looked like somebody who would be doing something with some animals.
Yeah, if you put up pictures of 5 people that fuck animals, I'm picking him first.
Yeah.
Like, if you see this picture of him, yeah, he fuck animals.
Yeah, neck like, long, beard, like,
guess, I mean, he looked like he's from shadow. Oregon and shit. You know, so you know how we feel about Oregon. Fuck Oregon.
Oh, that's how you feel?
Yeah. Oregon don't like black people.
I mean, it's a whole lot of them out there that don't like us.
I mean, it's a state. It's in their constitution. Now, you can't be black in Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But we got more rape news on this show. Good, great. This is a rapey show.
Yeah.
Chris Brown was arrested for rape, then cleared, and he plans on suing the girl. So, the story is wild in itself. The girl says she was raped in a room with 20 people, then took in another room, raped in there, and then somebody took her home, and they raped her on the way home. And I'm just like, who is these savages? Like,
I mean, because that coochie can't be no good after the first two or three people that ran up in there.
I mean, but if you've been raped, like, you just got to be a sick motherfucker to rape somebody. You take them home after they've been raped, and you rape them too. But good thing the story was fake. It wasn't true at all. And Chris Brown is, he plans on suing her. He came out with a shirt, said, "That bitch lying." And,
The bitch.
Yeah, that bitch lying. That's what the shirt says. And I just want to know, like, what should we do with people that falsely
They need to get some type of prison time or something.
Because you got to, because
you can't. You have to make an example, and you have to let people know that it's not okay. Because if you otherwise just giving them a slap on the wrist, telling them not to do it no more, don't mean nothing. Because you could have destroyed this man's career.
Mm-hmm.
So had you somebody listened to you and allowed you to say what you were saying, then you got him in a situation that he couldn't, may or may not have been able to get himself out of. Because the climate currently is that people are very sensitive about sexual crimes.
Mm-hmm.
So he could have lost everything.
Mm. Again.
Yeah, again. So that's not cool at all. So yeah, they got to do something. False police reports, false, you know, all of this stuff. If it's you falsifying these type of reports and you got to call the police and they're involved, hell yeah, you need to go to jail.
Have you ever been accused of rape?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you have anything to say?
I didn't say anything.
Okay. But no.
I mean, I just don't.
Have you ever been accused of rape?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
I hope not. They ain't never came to me with it, so no.
Oh, my.
But I mean, I don't think I've ever raped anyone.
You don't think?
Nah.
You never forcefully done anything?
Never forcefully.
Okay.
I mean, not nobody. You can't rape the willing, somebody told me.
That's what it is. You can't.
Let me stop joking like that. No, I have never, ever done anything like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
And who told you that?
What?
You can't rape the willing.
This very nice young lady who I threw on the bed one time and aggressively had sex with her. Yeah.
Well, what was this? This was in the last 18 years?
Yep.
Interesting.
And somebody said, this is... never mind. We're not going to go into that. Moving along.
Yeah, I will not. Yeah,
let's move along. Speaking of, like, even more sexual assault. Jesus Christ. What is this, a sexual assault episode?
I don't know. 338.
Jesus. That must be a police code for sexual assault.
Must be a police code for something.
Well, your not man Terry Crews, he's back in the news again. This time, he and D.L. Hughley are publicly beefing. D.L. came out about, Terry saying, you know, like, his whole situation. Like, Terry didn't... He didn't slap the man. He didn't slap the shit out of the man for grabbing his penis. And then, so Terry, he responded, "So, sir, if you truly feel that is the correct way to deal with toxic behavior, should I slap the shit out of you?" And then, usually, you know, it kind of like, you know, like most people's responses was, "No, you should have slapped the white man to grab your dick." But now you want to, like, now Terry's on the attack of black men and their toxic masculinity and his whole situation. And, I just feel like, yo, man, you real aggressive with the wrong people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In your situation, you feel violated by what your agent did to you. He came up to you at a party, grabbed your genitals in front of your wife and everybody, and you had to be restrained. You said you pushed him and you had to be restrained, but you didn't do anything. And my thing is, why did he feel so comfortable walking up to you? Like, I mean, he grabbed your meat. You had it. Well, if I would have retaliated, I would have been blackballed in the industry. Sir, you have been blackballed in the industry.
Exactly.
You don't understand. So the best thing you could have did was knock the shit out of that motherfucker.
And he would have got some kind of respect from somebody.
Yeah, like what part of your morals? Like, I mean, is, I just don't understand. Like, grown men don't go around grab another man's penis. Like, we just don't do that. Because if I do that, I'm looking to get my ass knocked the fuck out.
And chances are, you did it. The man did it because he felt comfortable. It wasn't the first time. And or he thought that the feeling was mutual, or that you know what I'm saying, you did something that made him think that he was welcome to do so.
Mm.
You're not going to tell me that nobody just, I mean, like, as big as this nigga is, I can see if he was like a small guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then somebody can say, you know what I'm saying, you tried me up. Okay, niggas is not running up on Terry Crews. I'm sorry. But now they might be running up on him because they know that, hell, you let people grab your dick and you just going to sit there and file a report or something.
Yeah.
Talk about it later. Then
crowd TV about it. Yeah. Cry up in the... You know, but I'm not, and I, again, call this toxic masculinity what we're doing here. Call it what you want to. I just feel like at some point in time, my morals is more important than my career. Because if I felt violated, I'm going to violate you. I'm going to, you know, getting them back by suing them and doing all that. That's cool. He probably got money. He don't give a fuck about that. But you to punch him in his shit, I bet you he want to grab nobody else's dick again.
Exactly.
He ain't learned a lesson. You should have taught him a lesson. Like, you can't go up grabbing nobody fucking junk and thinking that shit cool. Like, he ain't grabbed nobody else junk in that room but you, dog. So why shouldn't you feel like, oh, I didn't want to be the typical black male being angry and aggressive? Why not? They think you that anyway. You should have gave them what they motherfucking want. But no, now you want to attack black men. Oh, well, I've had more support from black women than I have black men. So, bro, a white man attacked you, but you blaming black men.
Yeah, and I mean, my thing is, as a big black man, you should know off tops that was not something that you should have just been cool with. Mm-hmm. Like, what type of nigga is you when you sit there and let somebody grab your dangling? Like, for real? Mm-hmm. He can touch you, and you claim you was with your wife?
Yep.
You was with your wife, and this nigga grabbed your dick.
I just...
like your wife should have been appalled. Thank somebody should have had to say something at that moment.
Somebody would have been... He would have
got... Oh, my checked. Shit. You know me.
So my whole thing is, like, Terry, bro, I get what you're saying, but, bro, you attacking the wrong people. Like, you... Yeah, men gonna say that about men because that's just how men are. You know what I'm saying? Like, any man... I'm like, well, what would you do if you was in that situation? I wouldn't have sat back. I would have slapped him.
Yeah, you would have had to do something. You couldn't have sat there.
It would have been like, on TMZ the next morning. King Jerm slaps dude for grabbing his... Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I did it. I'm not going to be violated like that. That's... You call it... You can't... Well, you don't answer assault with assault. Yes you do.
In certain cases, you have to. Yeah. Because you telling me that I'm going to sit there and I'm going to lay there and let you grab my stuff in front of my... In front of my spouse, that's like a nigga coming up to me and grabbing my titties and you don't say nothing. Or we're going to sue him. And then I'm going to be looking at you like, nigga, why the fuck you ain't doing nothing? You see the person, you know what I'm saying, violating me. So how in the world are you going to sit there and say that you just okay with it and you going to handle it in a legal way versus handling it in the moment?
Well, I hope that legal way working out for you because I ain't seen your ass in no movie since then. I mean, like, you was all over the TV now. I mean, only time I see you when you're crying about this little incident.
He might be on a Super Bowl commercial this weekend.
They're going to get him a Super Bowl commercial. Oh, man, let me stop. I'm not down on the man, Terry Crews. I'm just saying, I think your anger is aimed at the wrong individuals. You just going to have to let the joke's going to come, my dude. Like, you just
gonna
have to
be. That's what it's
going to be. The joke's going to be there. You can't get all caught up with the jokes and then, you know, want to attack because, oh, then you got everybody talking shit about DL. Oh, ain't DL the one that said he had whooped the autism out of his son or buy his son a hookup because he had autism. Like, them jokes, he a comedian.
Exactly, that's what they do.
You know what I'm saying? But you talking about you want to slap him, but you ain't want to slap the dude to grab your dick.
Like, that's my thing.
Like, I don't understand that.
How you go from saying that violence ain't the key, but then violence is the key with the black man?
Yeah. It didn't grab your dick.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. So, people going to talk about you. So, get over it.
Just get over it, Terry. Like, that's just part of the game. Like,
you're too big for that.
Now. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not saying everybody talking about, most of y'all went run up on Terry Crews. But look, that man did. That little white man did run up on Terry Crews and grab his dick.
And what you think that mean to him? He won up on him because there's no way in the world you're going to tell me a person smaller than me going to come and touch me inappropriately that I don't want you to do this. You not only embarrass me because you did it, you embarrass me because you did it in front of my wife.
Yeah. Like, at a party. This ain't even, I can see if it was an orgy party and we was at a regular ass party and you just come across the room and like, what? Like, this ain't even that type of party.
Like, what kind of drinks and whatever you smoking? Like, I'm trying to understand.
That Hollywood life is weird, bro.
That's crazy.
I want no parts of it. But yeah, Terry, man, tighten up, bro. Tighten up, Terry. Like, you, your anger is at the wrong people, and I hope you get the what's that word when you get the at the end?
What? Something.
Somebody resolve? Get the resolve that you need from this whole situation because. You know, we going to pick on you, we going to laugh, and we going to do that because it's just weird. It's odd. We never heard anything like this before.
Yeah, it's really bizarre when you look at the person who violated you and then look at you and your physical stature. There's no reason why that should have went down the way it went down. So to me, it sounds like you like the motherfucker, and therefore the man got carried away. He might have been drunk, and he forgot that your wife was sitting there or whatever. And didn't realize, like, oh, damn, he brought her to the party this time.
That's your wife? Oh, I'm sorry.
My bad. Wrong time.
Get your closure, Terry. Get your closure. Live your truth, King.
Oh. I can't.
Got a relationship question for y'all. Do women know how to apologize? Queen Jern, you being a woman.
Uh-huh. I was born one.
Do you know how to apologize?
Yeah. What do you think? I mean, it doesn't matter what I think about me apologizing, because I apologize all the time. And therefore, I mean,
Now,
I feel like women, I'm sure women know how to apologize.
I don't think women know how to apologize. I think women have a way where they think it's an apology, but it's not really an apology.
So how many women are you getting apologies from?
I've only my sample test is with one, so.
So, in other words, you're talking about me.
I mean, you can feel that way, but.
I could feel that way, or you are.
I'm just saying because recently we had like a little disagreement, and in the end, a simple little my bad or whatever would have sufficed, but instead, like, you gave me a whole bunch of other stuff instead of like, I'm just like, all you gotta do is like, yo, I fucked up, my bad. But you didn't do that. You were going to.
Ain't going to.
See, that's why I said, do you know how to apologize?
I do know how to apologize, but in that situation, I was giving you the benefit of the doubt because I was not wrong. Okay? So I allowed you to feel however you felt, but I wasn't wrong. So what I'm going to be sorry for? What I'm going to apologize for? Because I did you a favor.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry I did you a favor since you were ungrateful.
I wasn't ungrateful.
Okay.
And it's just that. It feels like women have a hard time apologizing.
Have a hard time apologizing because I throw one out there and don't mean shit to me.
That's not an apology then.
Shit, it's an apology because it's coming from my mouth to your ears.
But it's not
I apologize, I apologize. Whether it means something to me or not, it don't matter.
So that answers my question. Women don't know how to apologize.
No, this woman, if you want to say that, say this woman don't know how to apologize.
I think you're a very rational. I think you're a very rational woman. Like, I don't think you're one of the, you know, outliers where you're crazy or, you know, have to walk on eggshells around you because, no, I think you're a very level-headed woman.
I mean,
if you can't apologize, I don't think one of the crazy ones can.
I mean, I know I can apologize when I'm really wrong. The situation that you were speaking of, I wasn't wrong. I mean, I made a mistake, yes, but it wasn't something that needed to have been blown out of proportion for me to have to apologize. It is what it is. It's done. It can't go back like you love to tell me that you can't put toothpaste back in the tube.
Can't put it back in the tube.
So, hell, we got to move forward.
And we have. It was just that I noticed that you have issues with apologizing.
Never wrong. And the thing is, I go out my way for people. So, therefore, if something happens in the process, it was meant to be. So that's all I can tell you. It was meant for that to have happened because I didn't mean no ill feelings when I did it. So it we gonna ride with that. That's how we gotta go. Like, I mean, and then like I said, when I'm really in the wrong, I apologize. I eat that. But that one right there, it wasn't going down like that.
See, man, we apologize all the time, even when we not.
And you don't mean it. And you don't mean it.
Well, we have to defeat y'all egos. I do apologize all the time.
Okay. Yeah. You know that you realize that you're passive aggressive.
I'm not passive aggressive.
Yeah, you are passive aggressive. You are. You are passive aggressive.
I mean, what you mean passive aggressive? I'm not gonna be aggressive with you. I love you. So I'm sitting here and be like, oh, da da da. So I mean, I can't just blow up when I want to.
I mean,
blow
it ain't
up.
About blowing up. It's about being direct. If you say something, you ain't got to be really aggressive.
Sometimes your directness can be taken out of context.
Nah, bro. What it is
like you. This I'm telling what you do. I can say something to you. And you will look for a deeper meaning in what I said. Like, for instance, you cook food. I'll say, hey, what did you do to the green beans? And you'd be like, why? Is something wrong? No. Why did you ask me that? And I was going to say, well, they're good. And he was just like, well, why didn't you just say that from the get-go?
Exactly, because nobody needs all of that. We don't have a staged life. This shit ain't on TV. So my thing is, why do you have to go with all of these back and forth? You can just say, oh, baby, the food was good today. That keeps all the stuff down. Pressure, you know what I'm saying? Blood pressure is level.
But why do you assume it's bad?
Because I'm a negative person. Okay, so therefore,
if I'm not a negative person,
I don't care. If you talking to me, I have to interpret what you say the way I interpret it. So therefore, if I am a person who's always on edge, not to necessarily say I'm negative, but I'm a person who's always on edge, I do not like to be questioned. I do feel like I'm above reproach. So therefore, when you come at me with all these questions, I'm trying to figure out, do you have a motive? So if you wanted to just tell me it was good, say it was good. Don't do all the other things.
Okay, so why do you feel that you're above reproach? Why do you feel that way?
Because everything I do is pure. It's 100% for the team. So therefore, don't question me about what I'm doing. Because if whatever I got to do to get you what you need, or to do whatever needs to be done, then hell, it is done. So ain't no need to be asking no more questions.
Wow. So if you out here selling some ass to get things done, I'm supposed to just
be fine with it.
Wow.
But that ain't what I'm doing. So that's not the point.
Jesus. I was really about to end this episode real fast.
I'm saying, like, that's not even me. So, that's not going to be the issue.
I just don't understand. But you feel like you could question me about everything.
Yeah.
And I should answer all these questions.
I mean, I don't question you about stuff that's out of order.
You question about everything. And you have, like, you run a series of questions about something.
Because if it's something that I need to know, then, yeah, I need to be informed.
Yeah, but...
I have the right to be informed.
You don't give that same courtesy.
Okay, well, this one is not a two-way street.
How is that possible?
How is it not?
You don't understand it. You can't expect something from someone that you wouldn't do.
You can.
No, you cannot.
Okay.
You cannot. You cannot.
You don't expect your son to smoke reefer, but you do.
I mean, I've talked to him about that. I said, when you get old enough to make your decisions, you do what you want to do. I said, but don't do it while you're young. I said, because you ain't missing nothing. You know what I'm saying? So you want to be older and you want to try it, hey, that's on you. But don't do it while you're young. I have told him that. And so that's the lesson. Hey, he going to be out in the world in a little while and the pressure's going to be there. So he going to have to make that decision. And it's not nothing we can do about it. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want him. I'm not going to let him do it while he's still living in my house. Like, that's not going to happen. You know? But,
Nonetheless.
Yeah, nonetheless. We see that it's not a two-way street over here.
Whatever.
I'm just saying. I be trying to get you to, you know.
I mean, I am me. You are you. Okay. Therefore, it's some things I can do that you can't do. Some things that you can do that I can do.
See? That's not even sound right. So I'm going to become above reproach. We're going to see how that works. For a whole month, I'm going to become above reproach.
I don't see how.
And not answer questions.
And you'll see what happens. Okay. That other foot will be fucked up. And around here on your damn elbows getting around doing a combat crawl. Dragging them motherfucking legs behind you.
Now you want to threaten violence. Threatening other physicals.
Hey, it always works.
Threatening other physicals, man. Good thing this episode is brought to you by Dr. Braceve and the good people at DrBraceve.com, where if you join their newsletter, you have a chance to win a $25 gift card from either Google or Google Play or Apple. So go over there to DrBraceve.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Get entered in a chance to win the gift card.
Yes. Because King Germ might need them $25.
Yeah, because, this shit is not cool. I'm living in I don't get the same courtesy that I extend.
Wow. Whatever. I mean, you don't extend none. Shit, you doing all that round robin type questioning.
I know you don't ask questions just to ask.
You have a motive every time. No, you don't. If you wanted to go ahead straight to it, oh baby, that was good, you would have said it. But that ain't what you want to know. Well, what did you do different? Nigga, just
so
talk.
When you do something different, I can ask a question. You like, oh, well, this time I substituted this for vegan cheese or something like that. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, don't do that again because I ain't like it.
Yeah, but you just say you ain't like it.
You might have been doing something for our benefit. So that's why I ask before I just trash it. So if I ask a question, like, hey, what did you do? That, you know, that's letting me know, like, you might have did something like, well, doctor said I can't have no more of this, so I took that out of it. Oh, okay, that's why it tastes like that. That's where it'll be. I'm never coming from a place of ill will. That's just not what I do. Positive person. So.
I mean, I don't like it. I mean, and if you know that somebody don't like something, regardless of what my reason it is, regardless of how I feel or what have you, you should take that into consideration.
I don't like
that. If I love this person, so you claim. You love me, but you gonna torment me for real? That's not love.
I don't like that my wife act like she's on the stand every time I ask her a question.
Okay, well, you take me off the stand. You stop asking them type of questions that sound like I'm in front of a firing squad. Then I stop acting like that.
What did you do to the rice? It's like you're in front of a fire squad.
Yeah, because, see, this is the thing, people. There are certain things in my life that I hold very dear and that I value, okay? So it's the things that I consider labors of love. When I cook, I try my best to put all I have into my meal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you come at me questioning what I'm doing in these pots, I feel some type of way.
Okay.
So either you're going to eat it and enjoy it, or eat it, realize you don't enjoy it, and don't, still don't say shit to me about it. Mm. Now, you can't talk about my churn either. Mm. So, therefore, if you talk about my parenting, you talk about my cooking, we're going to have a problem. So, okay. The guard is already up. Okay. So, when you come to me on these issues, don't expect no different response. So, either you come in to say something to congratulate me or say some good things about something that you noticed, or you just can't have that conversation with me. Interesting. That's it.
So.
So, the parameters have been set, and it's up to you.
Okay, but if somebody that is your partner in life, if I ask you a question about your cooking, it shouldn't be that much of an issue with me getting an answer. I mean, I am eating the damn food.
Have I given you an answer?
No, you get defensive about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I told you why.
I've known that from a long time. Okay. And why are you still getting like that?
I mean, it's me. That's how I'm programmed.
It ain't ran me off yet. Do I still ask you to cook and shit? Yes. So, obviously, it's not an issue. I can see if it was a problem. Like, oh, no, baby, I cook all the time. You're like, damn, nigga ain't let me cook in 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
I probably wouldn't mind, though, but.
I would. I'd be mad as hell. I mean, if you just couldn't cook, like, I couldn't be with a woman that can't cook. I'm sorry.
I mean, like, I do what I can, but like I said, you be doing the most sometimes. You be acting like, because you do something, that make it right. And that's the thing. Like, you don't feel like nothing never wrong with what you do.
I never said that. Okay. Like, what's something wrong I do that you have a problem with?
I mean, it's sometimes.
Like, you don't like that I use olive oil in food.
I can't stand it because it tastes like, ugh. It's gross.
It's better for you, though.
Yeah, but it's nasty.
But it's better for you, though.
Okay, but I can taste it. So
I know. You I always say, like, hey, you put olive oil in this. I'll be like, nope.
And you be lying.
I know.
Because I can taste it. I know, like, what that mess tastes like.
She really hates the olive oil.
I cannot stand it. It's just gross.
You put olive oil in this.
And it's not necessary. Like, what is the purpose? You can put that shit in your hair, but I wouldn't eat it.
Cook with it, man.
I can't do nothing with that. But you always right, so.
I'm not always right. I'm just saying. I mean, it's just, that's how we cook differently. Like, that's just
I mean, I don't have no big beef with it or whatever, but you would just be coming too hard about stuff.
And you get like
you act like you the cook or the, you know what I'm saying? You the number one top chef type of nigga. Like, you supposed to be on Food Network or something, and then you be around here coming in the kitchen. You snooping around. You want to see what I'm doing in the pot. You want to help me stir something. Nigga, don't worry me about what's going on in here. Did you come in here when I needed you to cut some damn onions or some shit? No. Did you come in here when I might have needed some assistance doing something else? No. You come in here when the shit almost done, and then you want to tell me about what I should have did. It's over now. It's over. It's time to eat.
Didn't know you felt that way.
Now you do.
I'm sorry.
Knowing it's half the battle.
I'm sorry.
Whatever. Yeah, you want to say you apologize. Fuck that shit. You ain't apologize for real. That was just as dry and flat as it could be.
So, yeah. So, basically, we had that long chat to see why people don't like apologizing. I have no problem apologizing.
Because it don't mean nothing.
We apologize at least 100 times a day to our women.
Child, please. You don't apologize. You don't talk to me that long.
I'm sorry, baby, for making you angry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for this car pulling out in front of us. And I had to slam my brakes.
You don't give a damn about that.
I'm sorry. The lines are long at the grocery store. We got to stand in lines.
Whatever. See, now you're making a mockery.
I'm not making a mockery. I'm pretty sure that's somebody. I ain't say it was you. I'm just saying I'm pretty sure somebody out there can relate.
Well, I know I don't have all that going on.
Super Bowl is this Sunday. You have the Patriots of New England against the Rams of Los Angeles. The same Rams that used to be in St. Louis that Saul Wright used to pull for, but then he stopped pulling for them since they moved to L.A., and now they in the Super Bowl.
That's all they needed.
They got the curse of Saul Wright is gone. They made it to the Super Bowl. As you know, the Patriots played the Rams in the Super Bowl like 15 years ago, maybe, like 01, 02 or something like that. And they beat the Rams. It was like 2001, actually. It was like, and so that is it's a rematch. Patriots have not won a rematch ever in the Super Bowl. They lost to every team they played twice on the second match. So, using your football knowledge, Dr. Mom Loves Chocolate, who is winning this game? Give me a Super Bowl pick. I need the score.
I'm going to say the Patriots are going to win, and they're going to win 41-33, which is what they lost last year.
Wow.
41-33.
Yep, so it's going to be a shootout.
That's what you call it.
I, too, have the Patriots because, you know, this is Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's 5-3 in the Super Bowl. He's in his 9th Super Bowl. I'm going to rewind that again. Tom Brady, as a player, not a franchise, as a player, is playing in his 9th Super Bowl.
I don't want him to win because I don't really like the Patriots, but chances are, because I don't want them to win, they're going to win. So, I'll see.
I'm pulling for the Patriots because I like seeing greatness. Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback ever. No debate about this. Don't at me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Patriots win 31-20. 31-20 Patriots win the Super Bowl in Atlanta. You know, hopefully Tom Brady and them wins because then that'll be 6 Super Bowls for Tom, more than any franchise. Whatever, he'll be tied with the Steelers with 6. Good gracious. He tied with the Cowboys and the, I think the Redskins now with 5. No, Redskins probably got 3. 49ers and the Cowboys got 5. Yep. So, yeah, man, that was my Super Bowl picks. As far as TV talk this week, started watching a new show this week called Manifest. Well, the show's not new. It came out last year. It's about these people that got on an airplane and what they thought was a typical flight. Well, the flight gets delayed, so they take a later flight to get a $400 travel voucher. And on the flight back, they experience some turbulence. And next thing you know, the flight lands. It's 5 years later. Everybody thought these people were missing, thought they were dead. They didn't collect insurance money, all that good stuff. And now these people are back, which they feel like it's only been like 2 days, 2 or 3 days, but it's actually been 5 years. And so you got people relationships, like one girl's engaged to get married or about to get engaged. And you had a family, a man and a wife, separated, brother and sister come back, mama gone, your wife then moved on with a new boyfriend, and you got twins, but one of the twins was with you, so he's still 10, the daughter 16. 15. Yeah, 15, so, you know, it's just wild. And, you know, the show's pretty, it's all right. I feel like it's got a Christian tinge to it. I think that's what it's going to end up being. It's got some kind of religious.
Yeah, some kind of religious.
It's a religious undertone to it, because it's like, you know, it's something, because it ain't real violent or nothing like that, but it's an all right show. You know what I'm saying? It's not no over the head with Christianity. So, you know, if that will run you away from shows, don't let that run you away from this one. But just check it out. It's called Manifest. Yeah, I don't know what station called. It's like an NBC, ABC type deal, the way they do it. Just check it out. Just Google it. I'm watching it on back. I mean, I think it's, I don't know, we're on episode like 4 or 5, but.
So when you're talking about the thing with the people moving on with their life, so how would you feel like if we were split up in the airport, one of us decided to go, and if you were the one who came off the airplane, mm-hmm. so meaning that you got trapped in this life for 5 years, and mm-hmm. I was home with kids thinking mm-hmm. that you was gone and was never coming back. Well, me and
one
back.
Of the kids.
Yeah, you and one of the kids, maybe. Mm-hmm. And you was never coming back. My child and my husband was gone, and I just cried, and I went through all of this counseling and praying and all of this stuff, and, you know, thinking that it was a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
Then you show up on my front steps, and you mad because I got a man.
I'm not going to be mad.
Would you just let me live my life?
I wouldn't have no choice. I mean, you know, I'm still young. I mean, you older, I'd be like, shoot, nigga, I came out on top. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hey,
you old.
But you
know
supposed
what I'm
to love me, though.
I still love you, but I'd be like, hey, I'm young over here. Like, I'm young. You older than me. And, you know, hey.
Okay.
I'd be hurt, but, I mean, you done made, you know, you done moved on. I can't expect for you to just pick up them feelings again. Like, you know, you
got me. I mean, the feelings could be there. The fact that it's just too much going on.
Yeah, you had another nigga, though, so I definitely wouldn't want you. That'd fuck me up right there.
Because
in my mind, it's not been that long. You know what I'm saying? So, I'll be upset. I'd be like, nigga, this nigga, it's only been like a week. Nigga, it was just a couple days ago, man, I was together. In my world, in your world, it's been 5 years. So, it's like, you getting, you know, I understand both ways. Like, I understand you saying, like, oh, it's been 5 years, nigga. But then you got to understand me saying, like, nigga, it's been a couple days, nigga. You done moved on. And so it's like, you know.
I guess.
It's a double-edged sword, you know what I'm saying. But interesting. Well, I know you would move on. You already said that.
Ooh, don't do it like that.
Yeah, you would have moved on. You already said that.
I'm saying 5 years. You don't think after 5 years, you going to be sitting
there? I told
there?
You, if this marriage does not work, I am not getting married again.
And I know you're lying.
I'm not lying.
Well, you might not get married again, but you're going to be with somebody.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Bet money.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you. I know this is going to work, so it's not like, I mean, I know that's not an option, but if it didn't, I get married again.
You don't have to get married, but you will be dating somebody. You will, the same way, like, you talking about y'all got to masturbate at the job. You going to tell me that the rest of your life, you going to be fucking who? You going to be fucking somebody.
I'm going to buy me a sex doll.
Child boo.
I'm going to create the perfect woman for me. Mm-mm. And I'll have my sex doll, and I'm just going to be that, you know, hey.
That's insane.
You'll come to my ain't house, nobody, I'm going to be like, I'm going to say hello to Carol. You know what I'm saying? You'll be like, who? Carol right there on the couch. What the? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't buying it. I ain't buying it at all. Mm-mm.
That's what it's going to be. I'll be like, man, can't believe it.
But it is a pretty good show, though. It is.
Yeah, check it out. Manifest. We also watched Ted Bundy tapes. it was on Netflix. Ted Bundy tapes, it's about Ted Bundy. He talked with a reporter or a writer about, you know, his crimes and everything. And it was just kind of crazy to see how a white man can get away with shit. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days where they ain't had computers or nothing, where, you know, they ain't, you can run your fingerprints. Like now, it'll pop up wherever, you know what I'm saying? Back then, nigga, like, if you ain't have your fingerprints on file somewhere, you can have fingerprints in 40, 50 states. And they don't know nothing about you.
And they waiting for it to all catch up.
Something to come on. They match up. You know, it just is horrible. But now it's like, nah, bro. He couldn't have got
away.
They
had to get it together.
Yeah, because this man, he escaped from jail one time. Put some books under a damn blanket. And he got out. And, you know, he ran, got out through the vent or something. He climbed out through the top. Then the second time he escaped, he was in court. He jumped the second floor out the window. Jumped in a car. Drove from, like, goddamn Utah or Colorado to goddamn Florida. And they say, why you go to Florida? He said, because I ain't had no clothes and I ain't had no money. And it was a winter time and I could just live in Florida because it's warm. You know what I'm saying? So, came to Florida and that's when he did all the crazy shit down here. Ted Bundy was a wild guy, bro. Wild guy.
But he was smart.
Very smart. Intelligent to the point where he was... Like, I don't know, but some girl broke his heart, and that's what sent him on a fucking crazy rage, man. He just used to attack women, bro. Like, say he used to put a fake cast on his arm and act like he was hurt and ask women to help him get his kayak on top of his car. As soon as they help him, he'll boom, bash him in the head with the goddamn cast and throw him in the car and drive off and kill him and rape him and have sex with him when they dead.
He was just saying, like, he couldn't control himself around women and stuff, that he just loved women so much, and he just felt like he couldn't. It's like the sexual temptation or whatever. It was just so much, and he just was, I guess he was kind of oversexed or something as a kid. Mm-hmm. It was like something happened. What was it? It was something like he was watching.
He said watching porn. He said, like, he was watching. He said porn it all came on about the pornography. He was like, he said, if you watch porn, you're going to have these, you know, these advances. So I was just like, damn, bro, like. I mean, I didn't know porn could take over your life like that, but apparently it can.
But if you have a personality like that, that's just like, I mean, I don't like to keep going back to R. Kelly, but it's like people don't understand the things that you, I'm saying, like, certain things have a different effect on different people. Mm-hmm. So that's the same thing like with drugs, it's the same thing like with different emotions that are stimulated. So for somebody, if you're addicted to a substance, it does something for you. So that's the same thing like if you say that the pornography, stimulate certain parts of your brain. If your brain registered that to be some kind of sensation, something that it likes, enjoys, or what have you, then that means you're gonna constantly want that stimulus. So with that being the case, it was with women for him, and it went too far. So it's just like an addiction, something that is, it makes you feel some type of gratification when you have conquered this thing. And the crazy thing about all of them is the fact that regardless of what they are, serial killers, rapists, all of these things, most of these people want trophies. Mm. And that's the thing that kind of messed him up too, because it was like they was finding women panties and stuff that you keep, articles of clothing that you keep in because you want to be able to relive the fact that you did this to this one and this to that one. And instead of you getting rid of that stuff or not really doing it at all, but if you were going to do such crazy stuff, why would you have something that would tie you to each of these situation.
And then that time he was in court and he was making the people say, now step by step, tell me what you saw. And he was just like, and they were just like, dude, you're getting off on this. Like, these people are telling you about the crime scene, about how bad and bloody it was. And, you know, he was just like, he was a horrible human being.
I mean, but it's like, but that's the thing. It's people that live amongst us. Not that they deserve any sympathy, because he got what he deserved. But it's like, I don't want to come off saying like they deserve some kind of sympathy or a second chance or something, but you have to realize like the society that we live in partly is the reason for these people being crazy, because it's certain things that people come in contact with that nobody knows how an individual is going to receive that. Nobody knows. So then it's like when you have so much free reign, like the old people like to say, you're so free to your food. It's so much stuff that's at people's fingertips. So then when people can watch porn all the time, you can drink liquor, you can smoke weed, you can pop pills, you can do this, you can go to strip clubs, you can have all of these things. And then when you got people that have obsessive personalities, then the next thing you know, you got these old crazy folk on the loose. So that's what I'm just saying. Like, you know, we have to be mindful of the things that we feed into ourselves. Because if you're watching certain stuff all the time, you're doing certain things all the time, it can easily, you know what I'm saying, it becomes a habit.
Yeah, I mean, I never had a porn addiction or anything like that. I used to watch it, but it was never to the point where I had, like, you know, I mean, I know people with porn addictions. I'm not calling anybody out, you know what I'm saying? You know, y'all know him too. And
oh.
yeah. You know, he's probably editing this show, and you know what I'm saying?
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, yeah, BZ used to have a porn addiction, man. I mean, this nigga had a lot of fucking porn. Like I've never seen, but... And then, like, he wasn't the bad one. Like, it was a nigga named Blood. He was, like, he could sit there be eating, watching porn, eating and shit. Like, you come to his house, he watching the porn on TV. Like, it ain't, like, you don't come to most people's house, they watching TV and shit, playing the game. Nah, this nigga watching porn. Like, this nigga had, like, Kirk Franklin amounts of porn. Like, nigga was on that shit.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, them niggas, like, bruh, like, all right. Like, I ain't never seen them niggas with that much porn, bro. Like, BZ had, like, a block of fucking damn hard drive, nigga, with just porn on it. 1 terabyte. It's like 1,000 gigs. 1,000 gigs of porn, bro. Yeah. That's a lot. BZ, you know what I'm saying? But luckily, man, he done came out of that damn dark hole, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey, I know niggas have been there.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's why I keep eye on BZ, man. I don't want him to turn like Ted Bundy, no serial killer.
Don't do that.
I always call him Dexter Morgan, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah, like BZ, he reminds me, like Dexter reminds
me. Personality?
He won't watch the show. He won't watch the show, and I tell him, like, nigga, that's you, bro. Like, you're Dexter. Like, you're Dexter, nigga. And you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Anyway.
My goodness.
So if you watch Dexter, that's BZ, y'all. If you ever seen Dexter, that's BZ. Like, that's BZ.
I'm done.
Got a question from the Nation this week. It says, lady has been married for 18 years, and her husband has been trying to be a rapper, and she's tired of it. At what point do you tell your spouse to stop chasing their dream?
I mean, I say never stop chasing your dream. You just have to know how to prioritize. Mm-hmm. But if that's something that you really want to do, you ain't never got to give it up. You just got to have a day job.
Mm-hmm. What if we can't go on vacation because... I got to do open mics in Atlanta and all that shit.
I mean, we'll just go with you. That'll be the vacation. I mean, I just feel like you, I don't know, when you with somebody, it's you going to always be, you know, you always got to have some give and take. But you can tell somebody like, okay, you just got to shut this down. If this is something that you really believe that you want to do, you gifted in this area, whatever. I mean, that's like saying, oh, my research ain't working shit. You just need to let that go and do something else.
Your research
I mean,
paying the bills. This rapping ain't paying the bill.
Well, like I said, you need to have a day job. Shit, you can do that at night. If you really believe in yourself, you can go to work a regular job, and you can come home, and you can get in the garage in your little studio or whatever.
What if I just got like a little part-time job? Like,
you have to have a real job.
But I'm trying to be a rapper. I'm dedicating all my time to being a rapper. Like, I really, like, I'm...
Well, I you need to be slinging some damn dope out of here so that you can rap and keep these lights on. Mm. I'm going to need you to do something.
But I'm chasing my dream, though.
You can chase it. I'm just saying. I mean, I just feel like
you got this month. I had to pay some money for.
So then
for
that this means video. That you gonna realize that you don't have no wife. That's what this is gonna be.
Oh, okay. See, now we're talking the real. See, at first you was talking all.
I mean, I'm saying like you would stand by somebody and support them. No,
I'm talking about what depth of how much of me chasing my dream would you let me do if I wanted to be a rapper to the point where I'm devoting 100% of my time to my musical career. That means
I mean, but you got time. You can have some damn. You get you a job at a warehouse somewhere. You can have some damn beat headphones on. You can be working on that music in your head, writing down some shit, and still unloading on people's trucks. You better do something. Fuck that shit. People got to eat. You're around here jacking off at the job and everything else. Who gonna do all that for 18 years? 18 years you ain't had shit. You wouldn't have made it 18 years.
I gotta go to the studio today. I can't go to work. Man, boss man told me if I miss another day, man, I can't come. And I gotta go to the studio today.
Like I said, it better be after 5 o'clock.
I gotta be there, man. I gotta be there in the studio.
Okay, well, be living the motherfucker.
See what I'm saying? So you're not gonna let me chase my dream so much.
I'm gonna let you chase your dream. Go and chase it. Just keep right on. That shit'll keep you out this door. Keep on. Go ahead. Chase that motherfucker. So no, I mean, you got to be responsible. I mean, everybody got to have balance. You got to prioritize. Mm-hmm. You got to know what you're doing. So if for 18 years that shit ain't come to fruition, it ain't you. That ain't for you. You got to let that shit go. And like I said, in your mind, you want to keep on going, but that could be a part-time thing. That could be your dream.
Yeah, you can have a hobby.
You're not finna tell me that we finna not eat because you over here call yourself rapping. And after 18 years, you irrelevant. Shit, you ain't in with the times.
Yeah, like, unless you started rapping when you was 10. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Otherwise,
and you 28 now. You 28 now. But if you past 30 and you trying to get on as a rapper, my nigga, give it up. Like, that's just, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Like, if you over 30 and you trying to get on as a rapper, it's not going to happen, my nigga.
It's not.
You just stay independent, hustle off your little Instagram and shit, but you're not going to get no major deal. And you know, it's hard. Like, that's a crowded job market. And I just feel for the 30 plus niggas that still chasing their rap dreams, man. You know, I can make that a keeping 100, but I'm just going to leave it in the question for a nation. Man.
Yeah, it's leave it there.
Y'all niggas keep, I ain't saying don't chase your dreams, but you got to be realistic someday.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? You got to know when to hang it up. And
I mean, you can be like the niggas who play in their own little band or
you
whatever.
You can just make, you y'all and your friends can make fun. Music for yourselves. Yeah. Play it for, when y'all, just for y'all, say you ride around and you know,
you can open at some local shows.
Yeah, you can buy the equipment.
The radio people
you can have a hobby. Niggas got hobby. It's nothing wrong with having a hobby. You still got to go to work. You know what I'm saying? You make music on the weekends on your day off. When you get off work, hey, man, let me meet up at the crib, man. Lay some damn tracks, man. You know, like, you know, you ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? But it's okay with having a hobby. You ain't got to make it a career.
No.
That's all we're saying.
I mean, as long as you draw breath, you got to pay bills. Yeah. So you ain't got time to be around here playing around, talking about something, what you dreaming about doing.
Yeah.
Shit, them raps ain't doing nothing else for you. Then, hell, you better let that ride. So, yeah. Started out helping you with your dreams and then, it falls apart when you're trying to really be doing too much.
Exactly. Keep 100. You got to keep 100?
Yeah, I got to keep 100. Your favorite grocery store is no longer mine.
100. Uh-oh. Now. Watch your mouth.
Oh, no.
Hold up.
Watch your mouth. Shit. It wasn't a pleasure today. I had to bag my own motherfucking grocery. Mm-hmm. Why? Because, for one, I come up in there, y'all worse than Walmart. It but one line was open.
Mm-hmm.
Then I asked the lady, I said, well, are y'all gonna open up any more line? I mean, because like I see people turning off lights. It's like, what, that was like 9 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I say, okay, well, I'm opening up on aisle 5. Meet you at aisle 5. Now this heifer did this shit on purpose. It wasn't a damn thing wrong with that register tape. But because I called for somebody to get you over here to your register, you want to move slow. So this heifer, you going to go and you looking for the register tape. You digging all underneath stuff. So you slow-mo this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You finally get the register tape. You set it in there. Then you get the ringing my stuff up. Oh, is this yours? Heifer, you see that, yes, this shit is mine. All of it. Just bring it on up. I tell you to put my shit in paper. What you grab? Plastic. I said, you know what? I just went ahead and got my own stuff. Mm-hmm. Just bagged it on up. And then the person who behind me, some old white lady, you gonna move up here, bitches, you paying for my food?
Mm.
So if you ain't paying, you need to be behind my stuff. I'm standing right here, because I done moved to the front and started bagging my own shit. You done move up. So I'm looking at her, so you gonna give her $40?
Mm.
So then I just went on and got my stuff. You gonna hand me my change. I didn't even say nothing. I couldn't even say thank you. It just was like, are you serious? With all the commercials y'all got? So no, shopping ain't a pleasure. I ain't fucking with Publix. So that's my keep it 100. Well, get y'all shit together over there.
Well, as everyone knows, Publix is fucks with the Frocast. And,
you know, they don't.
Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. And so this was just part of you just, you getting hazed because you talk shit about Publix. And then what happened? You have bad, as soon as you talk shit about Publix on the Frocast, bad shit start happening to you at Publix.
They ain't got to worry about it.
You know what I'm saying?
They do not have
you're
to worry about it.
Just getting punished. Just,
I'm not
just
getting
repent.
Punished. I'm not.
Say you sorry right now.
Uh-uh.
Say you sorry.
I'm not.
And everything will be better.
They ain't got to worry about it because the next time somebody do something wrong in there, I'm going to cut
just
up real good.
Apologize to Publix. Show me that you can apologize to somebody.
I cannot.
Come on.
I'm not
apologize
wrong.
To Publix.
So whoever was the cashier at aisle number, register number 5, she owes me an apology.
Mm.
That's who owed an apology because that helper was having
sound like
much
you was being
attitude.
Rude.
No, I wasn't. I said, excuse me, are you all planning to open up another register? Because there's only one register open. And I mean, I'm just saying, like, the line was long as hell at 9 o'clock in the morning. Motherfuckers going to work. People picking up subs for their lunch. Mm. How you got me over here waiting on you to do what? What am I waiting for? Mm. I'm going to give you my money. I had to bag my fucking groceries, all that.
Mm.
So, no, it ain't no pleasure. It ain't no pleasure when I got to give you my money and solicit somebody to check me the fuck out of here. You ain't got no self-checkout. So, therefore, you ought to have at least 2 people running the register at 9 o'clock in the morning? For real? I'm supposed to wait because what?
Why didn't you get plastic?
Because I asked for paper.
But why didn't you get plastic, though?
What do you mean, why? Why do I like to get paper?
Yes.
Because I happen to be from a city where there's a paper mill. And to keep those people employed, you got to be getting paper from somewhere. So, that's another thing that they always say, get paper. Because plastic don't come from my city. So, we need to keep the people employed. So, therefore, I typically ask, for paper.
Interesting. See? Now, I always wondered, because I was like, we need plastic for the dog.
Yeah, we got enough of that shit in here, too.
You think so?
Walmart don't give us no options, so.
Oh, you just take them from Walmart. You know that. You just,
I mean, that, too.
You
but
just
I'm
take
just
a
saying,
whole. That's
like,
why they don't be putting a lot out there, because niggas like LPH are going there and take, like, a big ass, thick ass.
I mean, I ain't mad at them.
That shit funny as hell.
Walmart gotta give them something.
I said, they can do that shit one day. I said, what the fuck, man? He's like, oh, they free, nigga. Like,
shoot, I mean, Walmart ain't giving us nothing. Shit. I gotta work there, too. I gotta come over there and bag my own groceries. So, hell.
You talking about keeping niggas in jobs, you need to go through the line. Don't go to self checkout.
Well,
that's putting niggas out of work.
I don't give a fuck because they ain't got enough of them in there.
That's the whole point, because y'all like them self-checkouts.
No, we don't like them. We like to get the fuck out of the store.
Yeah.
So, therefore, if you ain't got nobody in here, if I got to ring my own stuff up, then hell, that's what I'm going to do. Shoot, I get a discount when I ring myself up anyway.
Oh, don't stop it. Anyway, let me move on.
Yeah.
I might keep it 100, man. Dads, man. I'm going to talk about dads, man. Dads, man.
100.
Y'all always get the short end of the stick, bruh. Like, nobody cares about dads.
That's
bruh.
A lie. I care about mine.
Dads are looked at as, you know what I'm saying, warriors, strong walls, just like big tough trees, big tough guys. And once that big tough guy go down, man, you notice how, you know, they still expect you to be that big tough guy, but you can't be that big tough guy that you are. And you know what I'm saying? And so it's kind of depressing.
Sound like somebody with a broke foot. Talking about
something
nonsense.
Kind of depressing, you know what I'm saying? You know, the way they treat you, you know what I'm saying?
Your daughter sure will love you, because that one there break a neck for you every day.
Hey, man, I'm not talking about everybody. I ain't talking about nobody in particular, man.
Oh,
this
okay.
ain't got nothing to do with
you. You sound really
I'm
emotional
just
right
dads. I mean, like, they always get hoes, like, all the time.
Okay.
Christmas time, and they get hoes.
That's a lie.
You know what I'm saying? You know, the best time, usually their birthday and, you know, stuff like that. But other than that, man, you know, like, Christmas, dads go all out for everybody. You know, well, at least they, you know, however they do it. But then, you know, they mess around and get, like, underwear and socks. And
it's what you need, because shit, you ain't buying none all year long. Your shit all fucked up, all kind of stuff going on. You need that shit. You need them socks and drawers.
Oh, man. But, yeah, man, just, hey, man, if you got a dad out there, man, show him some love today, man. Call him up, show him some love, man. Tell your dad what's up, man. God damn, that's all I'm saying.
That's all he's saying, I guess. That's some bullshit.
Winners, losers. You got any winners? Losers?
Oh, yeah. I got a winner today. My winner today has to be the students and the teachers and staff whatever you want to call them in the Atlanta public school system.
Winner!
Because they had inclement weather slash snow day slash ice storm day. And I needed one of them today. I could have stayed my ass home. But, yeah, they definitely winners because the kids are having a good time. They ain't had to go to school.
They had to go to school today?
No, they had to go to school
today. Nothing happened.
Not really. I mean.
Nah, ain't nothing happened. Wow, that's interesting.
And it's lovely. Because, like, you know, just to get one of them days where you done worked all day, like, I would have came home yesterday and they would have told us, oh, we didn't have to go to work today. Oh, that would have been amazing.
But they say kids today don't get that joy that we got when we were younger. Because, you know, we used to have to be up watching the TV.
Oh, yeah. You stay up all night long and it comes out and I count it. You see that yet? Everybody staying up all night long now.
And they say anything yet? They say anything. You be sitting there rolling or you see the thing in the morning, boy. You be like, yes.
Oh, no school.
Yes, sir. So, and these kids, they see it on the internet.
They say, yeah. They say no school.
Yeah.
We can play Fortnite.
It's not the same. You know what I'm saying? So, my winners, man. This hospital, not the hospital is my winner, but the person who this happened to is my winner.
Winner!
Lady said she killed somebody that I didn't even know. You know, hospital let woman pull a plug on the wrong man. So basically, it was two men in the hospital, one named Frederick Williams and one named Freddie Clarence Williams. You know what I'm saying? Freddie Clarence Williams was a man she didn't know, but her husband was Frederick Williams. So, during this whole time, she was by the bed of Mr. Freddie Williams. You know, she never denied. She was like, something used to look right, but she thought it was maybe the swelling from, you know, his accident or whatever. But she didn't think it looked like her husband. But, you know, she was like, maybe he just swelled up. So, finally, you know what I'm saying, things were going wrong. And so, they were just like, hey, what you want to do? You the wife. You know what I'm saying?
But my, I don't know.
You know, she took him off. He was brain dead. So, she pulled the plug on him.
I mean, my thing is this. When you are talking about ending somebody's life in any kind of way, you have to know you're dealing with the right somebody. There's no way in the world we can make them type of mistakes. Like, everybody losing their job. Like, everybody. The whole staff is shut the fuck down. Like, there's no way in the world you're going to tell me that somebody can come into a hospital, and you didn't want to make sure that this was the lady husband for real?
Okay, correction. It was the lady's brother, and she was his
caregiver.
She was a person that was in next to kin or whatever.
His estate and all that.
Whoever, you know,
the person. Who had to record.
Who was the person to contact? It was her brother. She thought it was her brother. He was apparently in jail for an overdose of heroin and some bullshit like that, and severe brain damage. So that's who she thought it was. You know, it was her brother. But it turns out it wasn't her brother. It was another nigga. And her brother was actually in jail. You know what I'm saying?
So how the fuck they call her? So that means her person wasn't there, period.
Just the name, you know, yeah. Her person wasn't there, period. So I guess.
So where was this man, people?
That's the thing. You know what I'm saying?
And he talk about, I halfway read the damn articles. Do you have all the right information? Because that's something kind of a little sketchy.
Okay, I can read the article too.
I don't want you to read it to me. I want you to read it to yourself and tell me what you got.
She said she was told her brother was dying. So Cheryl Powell hurried to the St. Barnabas Hospital in the Bronx. And prognosis was bad. You know, like I said, her brother was in the hospital for apparent drug overdose. She sat by his bedside looking at the 40-year-old man on life support. Soon she called his family in Virginia, his two teenage daughters, and told them they needed to drive up here and say their goodbyes. They came up there and, you know what I'm saying.
So all these motherfuckers said goodbye and ain't nobody knows that wasn't their man, that wasn't their daddy, that wasn't their brother, that wasn't their what? These niggas is retarded. All them must be snow and dope. how you finna tell me I know this my daddy and I ain't nobody questioning the fact that this man is not their daddy?
And, you know, they said the hospital had mixed up the two men with similar names. And so, not discovered until the city medical examiner office performed the autopsy.
And said that man ain't had no drugs in the system.
Mm.
See? Don't get sick, people. Don't get sick. Don't do dope. Because there ain't no way in the world you can tell me you going to pull a plug on somebody who could have probably been saved.
Damn.
And had she not answered her doggone phone so fast, she wouldn't have been to the hospital and they wouldn't have been able to do nothing with her. They would have had to see the one who actually came to and the other one might have died on his own.
So she said she received a call from the hospital about the man she was told was her brother, Frederick Williams, had been a patient there before, and according to the lawsuit, hospital records still had Powell listed as an emergency contact. He was transferred to hospice unit 2 days later when the family came to say their goodbyes. Wow.
And so this man died, and she got to live with the fact that she done pulled a plug on somebody.
So they were planning a funeral when the medical examiner's office called. This man was a different Fred Williams. Freddie, he was called. It was not her brother, dog.
That's sad.
Wow. Anyway, so the woman, so whoever in this lawsuit is my winner because somebody about to get paid.
Oh, yeah. Somebody get paid big
the
family time.
Of the, like, I don't know. Somebody about to get paid in this situation.
They about to get paid. So,
figure out who that winner is in that situation. You be my guest. I can't name him. Losers, you got any losers?
Yeah, my loser has to be the people or person or people who decided that they were going to assault Jussie Smollett.
Mm-hmm.
Loser.
Jamal Lyon. Yeah, his TV name from Empire. I didn't realize that he was a Jew. But he's a black Jewish gay guy. Say that fast 3 times. But nonetheless,
black Jewish gay guy.
The gay guy part, I guess that probably was what I was messing up on. But nonetheless, it's 2019. We know that all types of people exist.
You didn't tell the part that he was attacked by somebody, by dudes in ski masks screaming MAGA, and they ran up on him and said, "Ain't you that faggot Empire nigger?" Something like that. Yeah. I mean, go ahead and finish telling your story because you know I got my theory. But go ahead.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I don't agree with anybody fighting, beating up, assaulting anybody. Simply, I mean, like, if you don't have no personal, I mean, I don't think you should be doing it, period. But if you're going to do it, have a reason not to like me. Don't beat me because you think I'm somebody off of TV or you think that I'm a certain type of way or I'm black or whatever, gay or whatever the situation is. It's just not acceptable. Like, we should be tolerant. The same way we like the, well, we not necessarily say like, but we live in the world where all kind of people say all kind of things, do all kind of things. So you mad at this man because he's on a TV show and he's gay and he's black and he's Jewish. Maybe they didn't even know he was Jewish. But for so many reasons, this is just ridiculous. So what do you think? Like, I mean, I think you don't think they was wrong? They are losers because you done took the time to go and beat up on somebody to do what?
I mean, you know.
To the point of you doing what?
My hot take is this shit sounds...
staged?
I'm just saying, this sounds a little too wild to me, bro. This shit sounds like some shit that'll be on the show. Like, this sounds like an episode of Empire.
I cannot.
I was just like, damn. You got Lee Daniels out here doing shit like, oh, putting videos out. They got pictures of him in the hospital bed looking a little swollen. I said, man. So they screamed MAGA. They sent you a letter. I mean, this shit was crazy. They sent a fucking, bro, this shit is nuts. This shit is nuts. It was cold as hell in Chicago that night. So these niggas attacked you at 2 in the morning, like on cold night. Like they poured Clorox on you, put a noose around your neck. Like what?
It's too wild.
This shit is outrageous. I ain't saying this shit didn't happen. I'm just saying this shit outrageous. So. I'm just, you know,
I don't know who the loser is if that's if it's a fake news.
I'm just saying it might be one of them little plant stories to push your agenda along. Somebody, you know, I'm just saying, but I, you know, that's just King Germ talking. This is not the thoughts of the Frocast. It's just my thoughts. So, you know, take it as you will. Direct that heat at me, not at us. You know what I mean? But you know, that's just my thing. I feel like this is. It just sounds too outrageous, bro. Like, wow. But, yeah, anyway. My loser is this guy.
From your city.
He's not from my city. This man, he was arrested for. He put his face in buttocks of 3 women in public, Kernersville police say.
Loser.
Incidents occurred on South Main Street. So, while authorities were booking a Kernersville man for 2 sexual battery charges on Friday, a third victim called Kernersville police to report yet another case. Stephen Ryan Shuford was charged Friday with 3 counts of sexual battery and 3 counts of assault on a female after he allegedly thrust his face into the buttocks of 3 different women on South Main Street in Kernersville. The crimes occurred in a public place, authorities said. The crimes are all misdemeanors.
He looked like he'll be somebody sniffing somebody's ass.
I mean, what the point? What's the point of just putting your face in somebody's ass, bro?
I mean, they could have just fought
it. You get the shot anything, of your life.
Exactly. They could have did a whole lot of something. Shoot, somebody might have been fucking, and they ain't get a
why? She you know, yeah, it could have been washed. A bad day. You could have been on the cycle. Like, bro.
Anything you done roll up in.
Wow, bro.
And maybe that's the part he liked. Oh, the Russian roulette.
He liked to smell that day. Like, uh-huh. Oh, ooh, yeah. Boy, you've been sitting down. You've been sitting down a lot today, haven't you? Mm. Woo!
Had a hard-working cringe.
Yes, sir.
Hard-working butt.
So, yeah, you my loser this week, dude, for just out there, just wilding out, son. You know. But good thing bringing some of that nice, weird news to other states, because the state of Florida, we always catching a bad rap for Florida, South Florida. Man. Yeah, it's South Florida. Us good people in North Florida, man, we don't get involved in shit like that. It's
you don't think so?
It's some South Florida niggas. That's where all the bad, crazy news come from, man.
And Ted Bundy was up here.
But that was the 80s. Yeah, that was like 79, 80. You know, now, man, you know, we got to live off the man eating faces and shit. That's South Florida. Got any shout-outs this week?
Of course I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. Represent, nigga. Yeah. I know you wish that was on your birth certificate.
Nah, I'm good.
Yes, you do.
I'm good, love. Enjoy.
Whatever.
I'm good.
Whatever.
Oh, man. Shout out to Be Easy, GQ Blue, Saul Wright, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Pepe J from Be More, RT3, Light Skin Kanye, Rick James Bitch, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Gerard in Boston, Drew in DC, anybody over that site that fuck with us. Shout out to any of the new listeners, man. I seen it, people showing us love. So who was that? It was somebody posted up. Check out the Frocast. Better Quetta. Shout out to Better Quetta. Appreciate the love. Anybody else? Oh, Black Pod Squad. Shout out to them. Shout out to 12 Cow Podcast. I was listening to one of his older podcasts today, and he was telling a story about him doing dumb shit as a kid. And it made me like, damn, bro, I thought about all the dumb shit I used to do as a kid. But he was telling a story about him picking up a gun, playing with the gun. They ain't know it was one in the chamber. So he said he barely touched the trigger. It had a hairpin trigger on it. So he touched him up, and the gun went off in the house. And I'm telling you, man, that whole story. And then, so their story was, so people wake up, they hear a gun go off, they come down, what happened? He was like, we're just sitting here, and the gun went off. And they were like, so y'all were just sitting here and the gun went off. Yeah, so the gun in the bag. And it just went off. Ain't no hole in the bag.
And so your people know you're lying.
But that's your story. That's what you
got to stick with.
So shout out to the 12 Cow Podcast, man. Shout out to the Back Talk Podcast, Mansa Ray, K4, C Rich. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Brandon over at the, was it the Brittany? It's the Brittany. I gotta get it right.
Yeah, get it right.
I gotta get it right. Don't the Brittany Mac Podcast. Shout out to Brandon, the Brittany Mac Podcast. And, you know, shout out to anybody else that want to try to get down with us, man. Just let us know, man. You know, we allow you to use the hashtag, man. But you gotta be nice, bro. Gotta be consistent. And, you know what I'm saying? You can't just be a Johnny come overnight. You know, we would like, you know, just be established, man. That's all we asking, man. And, yeah. And anybody fuck with us a long way, short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Oh, man. Yeah. Anybody in, shout out to anybody in Chicago that's freezing. It's cold as fuck up there. They say tomorrow, which will be Wednesday, but it'll be Friday. So y'all already been through it. The high is supposed to be -8. That's the high tomorrow.
That mean ain't nobody got no business outside.
That is at that point you can throw hot water in the air and it just freeze instantly. Like, I like to see that. You know what I'm saying? Go outside and just be like, poof, like, oh, shit.
Shit, it might sound like it might be still in the pot.
Mm. You take it out, you got to be...
You got to be quick.
Yeah, you got to be real quick with it, man. Man, that's horrible, man. So, if you a homeless person, you listen to the Frocast, man, I salute you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all the realest niggas alive, especially if you're in Chicago.
If you're homeless and you got time to be worrying about podcasts, you really ain't got your priorities together.
Hey, man. Homeless people... There's some homeless people got... tablets and all that shit. Free Wi-Fi. They just go to places with a Wi-Fi free. Hang out there all day. Like, that's, you see them in McDonald's all day long. Niggas
yeah,
be,
that's why McDonald's smell funny.
Yeah, I just like, too many homeless people at McDonald's. It smells
funny. It does. Shit. It's all types of things. I bet that man from Kernersville won't be running up in nobody rumping there.
Oh, man, you better not get a surprise of your life. But yeah, man. Once again, man, this was the Frocast, episode 338. And this episode was brought to you by the good folks at Dr. Brasive Network at drbrasive.com. That's drtorabraceive.com. Don't forget, go over there, sign up for the newsletter. Have a chance to win a $25 gift card from either Apple or Google Play. And yeah, man, another episode in the books. I'm tired. This fucking goddamn cast. Beans told me not even do a show this week, but I told him fuck that shit, man. The people, they want this shit. They gonna get it, man. You know, I'm showing up to the office. I'm able to work.
Give them the phone number.
Yeah. Oh, the phone number is always 347-201-2572. Call us, leave us a voicemail. And let's go ahead and get up out of this bitch. I'm gonna close the show up, man, because I'm tired.
Well, I'm out.
I'm out this motherfucker. It's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And we up out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace. I ain't nobody's sidekick.
Actually, you are.
Not.
Your name is Queen Germ.
Not.
My name is King Germ.
And I let you think that.
Okay. Bye, y'all.
For the record.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com